This is New Reel, beginning of 10-1 right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie at supper time this Wednesday, the 14th of April, 1971. 10-1 right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie this Wednesday, about supper time, the 14th of April,
1971.
I'm going to run that little second coffin, and I'll be ready to move again.
Bessie,
I'm
going to eat some ice cream with her.
Okay, that'd be nice.
We haven't had any dessert.
Yes, sir. You have to have your coffee.
every now and then, it's mostly milk mixed with it.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, I like good coffee, but I don't make it. I don't like this old instant coffee.
You put it in a pot and boil it.
Yes, you can.
And then it brings the flavor to you.
Yes.
That's the way I do.
Yeah.
That's the way I do my Sanka.
Yeah.
I got a little glass coffee pot, and I put it in there and put it on the fire and let it boil.
Yeah.
About a second, and it brings the flavor.
It takes something like that.
Yes, it brings the flavor. It brings it out. You wouldn't believe it, but it's just like you done had the regular percolator coffee.
Well, now, you see, this here hadn't got any taste. It's just hot.
Well, that's what I know. You see, you just put hot water on it.
That's all.
But you put it on and let it boil for about 2-3 seconds.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe it to bring all the flavor out.
Yeah.
You'd rather have raspberry sherbet?
It'll make any difference. Inevitably.
Okay.
I like sherbet every now and then, but I don't eat it. They like it.
Well, that's good.
Yes, that's all I do, and it'd be so much nicer. I tell you, the only thing I can cook, Miss Bessie, is oats for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I can cook them, and they taste good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how I do it. I use the quick kind, you know,
mm-hmm.
And then I put them in when the water's boiling, and I stir them. But if you stir them too much, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn the fire down and let them
simmer.
Do something or other, and it seems to dry them out. I don't know what it does.
Uh-huh.
And then I put them on the double boiler, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And let them set there for a while. But they're not good unless they set for at least half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They taste a little better if they settle along in there.
Yeah.
It just gives it more taste.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I don't understand what it is, you see. I'm not a cook. And that's the only thing I can cook. Isaiah, I've got a pretty good appetite.
He has, but he's cutting down, so he won't fall off.
Uh-oh.
It's too stout.
Yeah. If you don't, he don't work too hard up there.
No. He out there in the garden, in his garden now.
Where about?
Back of the house.
Back of your house?
Yeah.
He's in the garden back there?
Yeah, he back there in the garden. he got watermelons and cantaloupe. Peas and
he's
setting out tomato plants now.
Well, let me tell you, if he needs any plowing or anything like that, I've got all the implements up here. You know.
You have?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He out there. Pedro out there going out there helping now.
Oh, is that what Pedro was talking about?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a little garden?
Yes, he got about 2 acres.
Why, Bessie?
Yes, he got 2 acres back there. Plant. He done planted. It's all up.
Got a little of everything?
Yes, sir. He's setting his tomatoes out this evening.
What do you know?
Here we were showing Bessie this little plot out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Miss Miles, Miss Boyd used to have a godmother.
Yes, I ruined it.
Yes, you have a godmother.
I ruined it.
You ruined it?
I took all the dirt out.
You did. Oh.
With that old solids trench.
Oh.
There's nothing out there but solid clay now.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's the reason he's got the garden up there where it is.
Yeah. Yeah, she used to have a nice garden out there.
Oh, that was a nice garden. Yes. But I sure did run it.
It was not good. Dug down too deep and then put the clay on top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scraped it all off. Old, well, I'm surprised that Pedro, no, he's just going back there to keep him company.
No, I think he's going to make it happen to who. He'll happen to who.
Oh.
Well, he got an interest in it?
No.
Miss Daisy, sees him going on off like they're going with Buddy. And of course, she don't know where they go. She thinks they go over to the bar and play checkers.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't know. What do they do, Miss Bessie?
Over to the bar?
Yeah.
Well, they don't do no... They do play checkers. But they don't do no sit around and talk.
Just sit around and talk?
Mm-hmm.
And not enough work for them to do.
Who? Who goes?
Well, Pedro goes and I would go over there sometime.
Well, Pedro goes over there sometime?
Yeah, Pedro goes over there.
Well? Especially, I've got the idea of Pedro that he's a booze head.
You think so?
I just got that idea somewhere. He stays sober?
I ain't never seen him drunk.
Haven't you?
Mm-mm.
Well, not drunk, but just booze head.
I don't ever seen him full.
Is that right?
No. If he gets full, I ain't ever seen him.
Uh-huh.
Well, you'd see him sooner or later, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, and you'd hear about it. I mean, wouldn't be in a secret, would it? Well, where's Pedro living now?
Living?
Mm-hmm.
He lives over to the ranch. With his sister.
Oh, he's not living with his daddy?
No. You see, after the house got burned,
mm-hmm.
It was too many to be in that house with that Robert Bort. Robert Bort, Charlie's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too many of them in that house. So Pedro went over to the ranch with his sister live over there.
Yeah.
May Eliza.
Yeah. Well, who's down there at Charlie James' then?
Well, Robert and his daddy and a younger brother. I don't know, that's what his name.
Yeah, I know.
And Bunnett.
Uh-huh.
Barnett stand on that?
Yeah, he's still over there with them.
Well, he's already got a lot of them old cars out there.
He sure is.
He ought to take them down there. It's a big hole back in his house. You can put this house in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tell you, the people dug it when they were building that road. That's years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big hole there. He ought to take them old car and throw them in that hole.
Why, yeah.
And fill it up.
Charlie James is, never would have thought he'd have that many cars on his house, place, would he?
No. Oh, he'd have fit if he was living in Sheldon, thought I said.
Yeah, he had that good old shed down there where he had his mules.
Yeah, see.
He never even owned a car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. He used to run. But he come out of his road. And somebody was coming down the road, and he didn't stop.
Oh.
And he run into a man, see? So they took his license from him, and he had to stop driving. Because he told him it's too old to be driving anyway. The child would drive. He'd drive.
Well, I declare.
He had one of them old T-models.
Oh, did he?
And then he got rid of that and got him a... I don't know what the other car was, but he got another car. But he had an old T-model. When he crank up, you could hear him look back from Mars.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah, he got a T-model.
I'd like to have seen that.
And he sailed by your house?
Yeah, he'd come out of all the time out of that road from that way.
Yeah.
Going to church. The elder was out somewhere.
Oh, don't tell me. He didn't come over to see me. I didn't go see him either, did I?
No. Yeah, he was out. It said his son was communion Sunday.
Yeah.
And he was there.
Well, sir, I'd like to see old Charlie James in that Model T. I was in that house once. I went in there and sat down and talked to him about something. And it was nice when I was in there, Bessie.
His house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's done very well.
You know, just a nice old house.
He thought it wasn't nothing like that old house.
Oh, he liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is that his old home place or something?
Yes.
Well, what do you know? You mean he's brought up there?
Yeah, he bought that place years ago.
But he wasn't brought up there himself. That's
no.
That's where he raised his family.
Mm-hmm. He ain't had no family. Nothing but a wife. Child don't have no children.
Is that right?
No, they never had no children.
Is that right?
Why didn't I know that? I just never thought, did I? He didn't have any children?
No. He never had no children. He used to work for old man Mary. You didn't know him, did you?
I just
John Mary?
Just heard of him.
Mm-hmm. He used to work for John Mary.
But you knew old man Mary.
Hmm.
You knew old man Mary.
Yeah. I know him.
Miss Bessie, what sort of fellow was Mr. Lon Smith?
I don't know much about him.
You didn't know him?
I know him, but I didn't know any, you know what I mean. I didn't know his condition of him or nothing like that.
Well, I never even seen him, you see.
You never seen him?
Uh-uh.
He was a tall man.
Oh, he's tall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was tall.
Yeah. Talk a lot?
Well, quite a bit, as far as I know.
Yeah. Hard worker?
Oh, yeah, he was hard working. He saw like a man Bradley.
Oh, was he?
You didn't know him either?
No.
Mm-hmm. That man Bradley, he worked hard. He had a lot of cows. He raised a lot of cows.
Mm-hmm.
That place back over there, as you go into the Charlie, on the left, on the right hand side. He had that place over there. He had a lot of cows in there.
Mm-hmm. How long was he sick, Miss?
Who? Oh, my Bradley?
Yeah.
How long
years.
Was he sick? Well, I think he was sick for years, complaining, but was not down.
Yeah.
And
he kept his cows on up pretty well towards the.
Well, he began to get feeble, and then he sold them. He sold his cows.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep up with them, you know.
But how long did he live after he sold his cows?
Oh, quite a while.
10 years?
Well, I reckon so, about like that.
Yeah.
Now, he was a... when he got sick, and she got sick. And so I was down here, but I had to go back in May to the count, you see. So my Bradley come over there and to get me to come over to help out, you know, help him out. So I went. I went over there, Mr. Emerson. Mr. Emerson told him about me, you know, and so he come over there. And so I went over there and kept him out when Miss Bradley was sick, you know. She was sick and he was sick. Of course, he wasn't down, but she was.
And they wasn't used to having much help. They'd always wait on themselves.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, but after he got fever, he had to get somebody, you know.
Yeah.
So then Mr. Emerson told him to get me to come over and help him, but I told him when I went, I said, now I can't stay no longer than the last of May, because I got to go back. And so he got, who was that he got? I got some old lady from down Ocala. And when she come up there, he told us, "Say now you got to do what Bessie done, because she done a lot of things around him." He said, "You have to clean up like she do." So he couldn't get, they couldn't get along.
Uh-oh.
So then she went. She left. And then after she left, he got those, well, then they put him in the hospital.
Oh.
And her sister come down from Winsome-Salem and got her and taken her back with her. And her man Bradley died up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Boyle and Mr. Boyle was going to bring old man Bradley here to stay, you know, with them.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Boyle come by the hospital to see him, and he said, "We'll be back up here around 8 o'clock to get you." You know, when he went back there, my brother was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what was Miss Bootsy doing all that time, Miss Bessie? She was working over. Where was she working then?
Oh, she wasn't here. She was over to the
Newberry.
Yes, where she was.
And then she come. Then she quit over there and come back over here.
Yeah, she come back here. So Mrs. Patterson used to get her to help her a whole lot, you know. And of course, Brady, he had to get her to help him.
Yeah.
So, Boot was an old time whole hand or something like that.
Yeah.
He liked it on that account.
Oh, she does, she that field work, she'd rather do that than anything.
She'd rather do that neat.
Yeah.
But I've seen Booch get so drunk, have so much whiskey in her, and go out there in that hot sun and wick, and I don't know why she didn't fall out.
Yeah. But when she first come back, she didn't drink so much.
No.
Yeah. Now, when I first saw her, she'd drink a little bit, but not near so much. So she must have had a right smart work in her, Miss Bessie,
yes.
At one time.
Well, she did. And she loved her whiskey, though.
What is the most you've seen her work?
Drink.
Work.
Well, I have seen her, you know, way old Aunt Fred, that's the only place I've seen her work in the field.
Yeah.
But she used to go up to Mr. Patterson and help her.
Yeah. But then she'd talk about all that working she'd done.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she done a little of everything over there at Jimmy Means's.
Oh, she was a regular man over at Jimmy Means.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of that was against the boots, you know. Doing all that heavy work, you know. She thought she could just do anything.
Yeah.
And, pick oranges and lift those heavy crates and things like that, you see. She shouldn't have done all of that.
Oh, you mean she did that?
Yeah, she did.
Well, she's pretty small for that.
Well, she'd lift them up.
I've tried to lift them orange crates, and that's her job.
Yes, so she'd have Jim to load that wagon truck and same as a man.
Yeah.
She would lift up that stuff, you know, too heavy for her. But she just thought she could do it.
But and they had the grove over there.
Yeah. Now he could have had that house. But he wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't take it. He said if he didn't have all the whole thing, he wouldn't have nothing.
Yeah.
So that's what he had to get
that's
out.
That's what he got, nothing.
Well, I'd have taken the big house.
I'd taken a little something. Because he wasn't as smart as he thought he was, was he?
No, he wasn't.
So you got to be smart in a
well,
leash,
that's right.
Like those city people.
Well, you see, after his mother died, he thought that right after she died, he would just could stay there and do as he pleased. But you see, she owed this old man. He paid something for her, you know. I don't know what it was, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she had never paid it. It was a mortgage or something, you know.
Yeah.
She never had paid it.
Now he raised a lot of sweet potatoes.
Yeah, he raised a lot of sweet potatoes over there.
And Bootsy was in on that too, wasn't he?
Yeah, she was.
Say, you know all this much as I do. I just said you was hovering it a while ago. Don't stop.
Well, that's what it is. Well, but Boots, I can see her now. she'd bring in a lot of the vegetables that she was when she was working. She'd bring those vegetables, some vegetables to you.
She would.
Yeah.
Yes, she was smart in the field. I don't know.
I used to, when she was a little straight, you know, to start with, over when she was over at Joe's house, I used to love to hear her talk. Because, I don't know, she had, you know, she had worked in all them crops, you know, sweet potatoes and all of them, and she loved to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved to hear her talk about it.
Not many left who did what Bootsy did.
No. Many.
No, and the one that's left not doing it anymore.
I don't know how Bootsy got, came down to Bessie's. Oh, yeah, that was while we were living here. She came down to be with you.
Uh-huh, yeah. You see, this woman had going back to Palm Beach, Laura. She had to go back to Palm Beach and see Butcher. Then they didn't seem like somebody didn't want her to stay in the house afterwards, and so she didn't have nowhere to go. So I just let her come on down there instead.
Well, what was the objection to staying in the house up there, Miss Bessie?
Who?
Well, you're talking about Boots, aren't you?
Uh-huh. I said, I don't know if to think of Miss Liza. And some of them didn't want her to stay in the house.
Yeah.
In Laura's house.
Miss Liza?
Uh-huh. In Laura's house.
Well, what got into Liza?
Well, you see, that was she married Laura's brother.
Yeah.
Mitt. Mitt was Laura's brother, you see.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know how it was. It was a tangled, wrangling thing about the house. I don't know.
Oh, she just didn't like Boots?
Who, Liza? She liked Boots all right enough, but I mean, there's something about it, she didn't want her to stay in the house. Something about it, I don't know what it was.
So Boots just didn't have a place to go.
No, she didn't have a place to go. Now you see this place down here where Mr. Richardson got cows going down that road?
Yeah.
That place used to belong to Booch's mother and father.
Oh, really?
And, well, they were just so careless about the place, trifling, I say that's trifling, till they let the taxes ease it up.
Yeah.
Mr. Richardson got that place? I think it was something about $30, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
That was a nice place.
Oh, okay.
Well, what happened to them then?
What's that?
What happened to them?
I don't know.
What happened to Bruce's mother and father?
Oh, they died.
Well, it's when they died that the Richardson got the place.
No, he didn't. The place stayed there a long time before he got it.
After they died?
Yes, stayed there a long time. And so they just let the taxes eat it up.
Oh, Bootsy let it eat them up.
Yeah.
Her mother and father paid the taxes.
Oh, yes, they were when they were living, you see.
But after they was gone.
Yes, They just let the taxes eat it up. It's too trifling to keep the taxes up.
Bootsy was too trifling?
That's what I said. And Bootsy would drink it up for him. She would drink up the money, I reckon, and wouldn't pay the taxes, see?
Uh-huh.
It's a bad thing when you love whiskey like that.
Well, now, they tell me, I know a lot of people that don't like to pay taxes.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Why?
Burnett, he don't love to pay taxes.
Burnett?
Yeah.
Oh, well, well, his cousin paid him out of me.
Yeah.
She paid the taxes. Because, see, his grandmother left that place there for them. And so he just let taxes come after eating it up. So I had made just take it in hand and just told him he'd just stay there. He could just stay there.
Yeah. But she took the place. She had the title to it.
Oh, yeah.
And she just let him stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's... And he don't... So Burnett just don't love to pay taxes.
No.
Oh, he just doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Well, some people live that way.
Well, what else does Burnett not like to do, Bessie?
What's that?
What else doesn't Burnett like to do? Does he have insurance?
I don't know, Miss. I don't know. Think about his insurance. You don't know nothing about Burnett's business.
Is that right?
I guess he has got some insurance.
You never talked to him?
I said, I guess he has. I don't know.
You never talked to him?
Oh, no, I understand too.
Well, it looks like you're a person that likes to talk to Burnett.
Well, I don't have nothing to say to him.
Well, he never had time for me. He never stopped long enough to talk.
He don't stop long enough for anybody.
Is that right?
No, he don't stop long enough for anybody. But I never have nothing to say to him.
Yeah.
I knew that's Petro's daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Robert is one of the smartest boys of them boys, you see.
Yeah.
Now, he bought that place from Charlie's brother.
Oh.
He bought it. And none of the rest of them ain't bought no place, you see. They're too trifling, they. Now, Gene stayed over at Old Lake Simon, too. That's his brother.
Yeah.
He stayed over there in one of those houses that Mr. Richardson have over there. And May Lila, she stayed in the next house. Gene stayed in the far house in the corner. And May Lila stayed this way.
Well, Mary Liza, she's, is she still working in town?
Who?
Mary Liza's still working in town?
Is she working? I don't know.
In town?
I don't know.
She went to town, you know, and worked for a while.
She did?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know it, you see. You see, I never come in contact with them.
Well, that's kind of out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could go to work because children, they're big enough to go to school. You get the school bus and go on about the business.
Yeah.
And so she could work. But May Lila is a kind of a peculiar person, you know. She looked like she's some timey or something. I don't know. But she's kind of peculiar. I think she's kind of hard to get along with.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard to get along.
Well, what do you think it is, Miss Bessie?
Who?
What do you think it is?
I don't know. It's something about her head. She kind of act funny, you know.
A little hard-headed?
No, she ain't hard-headed, but she just acts funny.
Is that right?
Yeah, she acts funny about her head. like a mind goes somewhere.
How long has that been?
She's been there all her life. Ever since I knew her.
Yeah.
Now she's the one Pedro lives with?
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, that's Bunny's daughter too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Bunny's daughter.
Maybe she takes after
Bunny. Maybe so.
Oh.
Miss Bethany, you tell Nettie she can get all that manure she wants. I'll help her get some.
Well, she says she's coming up here. She's gonna bring a tub, put a tub in the car, and get a bucket, you know, and get it to empty it in the car.
Well, when's she gonna get it?
I don't know. She'll be up here. Says she wants to put around her flowers.
Yeah. Well. You ought to come when I'm here, because I'd love to visit with her a minute. See, I never, you know, I've heard you all talking on the porch then, but I never did hear, you know, just talk to
mm-hmm.
them. And she's just lively, just like a mama, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's she interested in, Miss Bessie?
Nettie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's interested in that person club now, huh? She do all the altering and everything for people.
Yeah.
She stays busy.
Yeah.
Does she talk about it when you see her?
Yeah. She talks about how what you have to do and all like that.
What all does she have to do?
Well, she have to all the pants, and she have to hem dresses and cut them off and all like that, you see.
Yeah.
She don't do no pressing or anything. She just help Leslie to get the clothes every Monday. She checks for him, you know.
Yeah.
Why, Guy enjoyed, you went to
Sunday school.
Yeah,
oh,
he talked about Nettie all the time.
He
so
did?
I was in her Sunday school class several times.
Yeah.
He thanked
oh, yeah.
so much.
Yes, it was a nice class.
She does things at the church, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, you get your onions free?
Yeah, got onions in the car. I put them in a bag.
Isn't it nice to see Miss Bessie out?
I know.
A bit?
I was scolding her. I told her we never knew when to
yeah.
go by to see her. She went back to bed in the mornings.
Bessie, what is your schedule?
What is my schedule?
Your schedule.
I don't know.
What, you get up every morning?
No. I don't get up every morning. I stay in the bed.
Oh, you got to get up and cook breakfast.
No, I just get up and fix his own breakfast.
Isaiah gets up and fix his own breakfast?
Well, he don't have nothing cause he much but like a cup of coffee or something like that, a scrambled egg or something like that. He don't eat nothing much in the morning.
But he don't cook it.
He don't cook it?
No.
Who cook it?
You do.
No. He cook it if he eat it.
You mean he gets up and leaves before you get up?
Yeah. He gets up. Well, sir, he eats if he want it. But he don't eat no breakfast all ever. Very seldom eat just a little something. Drink, have the coffee and an egg sometimes. And sometimes don't have nothing but the coffee.
Is that right?
No,
he
don't eat no breakfast at all anymore.
Well, you eat a good breakfast, don't you?
Mm-mm, no. I don't. I don't have nothing but a cup of coffee.
Guy, we got to take her down some oats. Bessie needs to eat more than a cup of coffee for breakfast.
Well, I tell you, I haven't got much of an appetite to eat. And I done fell off. So of course, the doctor want me to fall off, he says. And I'm too stout for my height. And so he weighed me yesterday. That I weighed 149.
You did?
Hmm.
Well, you don't look it.
So I don't eat none the most. When I eat, it'd be around about between 11 and 12 o'clock when I eat.
Well, you eat enough then to make up for not eating breakfast.
Yes, I just eat that. Then that'd be my breakfast then when I'm eating.
What do you eat then?
Yeah.
What do you have then, Miss Gretchen?
What I have? I have a cup of coffee and some toast. I don't eat eggs, you know. They say I should eat eggs. But I don't eat them.
You don't care for them?
No. I don't like the taste of an egg.
Never did?
No, never did.
Not even with bacon?
I have sometimes a little bit of bacon. I don't eat much in the morning. I don't have much bacon.
You see, Miss Daisy, you just give her a piece of side meat and she thinks she's on the way to heaven.
Yes, but she has her bread. She has grits and bacon, and she has two eggs every morning.
Well, now, don't you wish you felt about something like that side meat?
No, I don't care about the meat. I don't like it.
You don't like anything?
Very little meat did I eat.
Ever?
Just sometimes. Just sometimes I have a little fried bacon or something like that. But I don't care much for meat.
Now that's all you eat up through the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Well, when do you start eating?
When I start? Mm-hmm. I don't never start.
Well, that's not nothing, what you told me. When do you eat?
I eat about 3 o'clock in the evening. I always get something to eat from that time.
Is that your principal meal?
Right there is my meal.
It's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
You eat by yourself?
Yeah, ain't nobody there but myself.
Is that right?
You ain't nobody
serve,
there.
You just serve yourself.
Yeah, sure. Have to.
What do you have, Miss Bessie?
Huh?
What do you have?
Wait, my what?
What do you have?
What I have? Well, I have a piece of ham or something like that. A slice of ham. I must have some kind of a greens, you know, a vegetable I like.
If you can get it.
I must have it. I'm get Zebby to bring me some. He wants to bring them to me.
Oh, does he bring the vegetables?
Yeah.
Golly, I wish I could get some.
Greens?
Yeah, anything.
What kind of you want?
Just vegetables, fresh vegetables. Just anything.
Yeah. Anything you'd eat, Faith eat anything you eat.
See, right. They're awfully hard to get in the stores now.
But I'll tell them to bring you some.
Cabbage is about the only thing you can get.
Now, I can eat cabbage, but cabbage seems like don't agree with me.
Uh-huh.
Too much gas, you know.
Oh, and cabbage?
Cabbage have a lot of gas in it.
Well, what do you cook it in?
What I cook it in?
Uh-huh.
I cook it in butter.
And still got gas in it?
Sure. Cabbage is full of gas, Mr. Miles, if you knew it.
Well, I had never known that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I thought people ate cabbage that couldn't eat anything else.
Well, maybe so, but I tell you, if they're gassy, I know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just you.
And maybe it is. Maybe it is me.
Well, now, who eats next, Bessie?
Huh?
Who eats next down at your house?
Who eats next?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have just a little, I don't know, had number tea and bread.
No, you eat at 3 o'clock. Now, who eats at 4?
Nobody.
Why, Carol eats in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, she comes in at 3.
At 3?
She comes from school.
Uh-huh.
Her bus brings her in at 3 o'clock.
Well, what do you fix for her?
Well, I fix a hamburger and little vegetables.
She eats vegetables?
She loves a hamburger. I give her hot dogs. She loves hot dogs.
But she don't love vegetables?
Well, I had a little vegetable for her. And I would get lettuce, give her a lettuce salad, you know. She loves lettuce.
Oh, does she? Where you get lettuce?
Where I get it? From the store.
Costly, isn't it?
Huh?
Costly.
No, not so high. I get a nice big head of lettuce and it'll last. Nobody eat it but her. And it'll last a week.
And she's the only one?
She don't want to eat lettuce.
Isaiah? J.R.?
No, J.R. has his own meal. He brings his food there with him.
And he just eats what he brings?
Yeah. I just fixed it for him and he eats with
it. If he don't bring it, he don't eat.
No.
Eat it.
I can't afford to feed him.
Not you couldn't afford to feed that empty thing.
Huh?
You couldn't afford to feed that empty thing. He'd
no,
eat too much.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat.
You couldn't fill him up.
Much as a horse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you get any work out of it, out of J.R. at all?
Well, I get some work out of it because I make him split the wood for me and bring it in and he's a he'd chop up the wood for me and then bring it in. I make it put it under the house whenever I got a lot of it. Stick it under the house.
Yeah.
On the side. So he put it in there. So Freddie told me to make him pay for what I do for him.
Yeah.
But I haven't done it.
Well, does he split the wood before he eats or after he eats?
Well, sometimes before he eats, he go out there while I'm fixing it, he go out there and get the axe and start the cutting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to hold that food over him.
No.
And just tell him if he don't split up a little food, he don't get that.
Oh, no, I don't tell him that. I don't tell him that.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Bessie, what I was teasing you about. You just eat all day down at your house.
Eat all day?
Yes.
How you mean?
Well, you start there with Isaiah, and then you get up and eat, and then you eat again at 3 o'clock, and then
I get up and eat.
Carol eats, then Isaiah eats again, and J.R. eats. Why, you got a regular restaurant.
Well, Calvin comes in and gets her supper.
Yeah.
As I have it ready for when she come in at 3 o'clock. Okay. I said, I don't come in until about 5 or something after 5.
You busier than these people at work.
No, I ain't.
These people got a job. You do more than they do.
No.
Do you ever hear Doris talking?
Doris. Sometimes.
Does she do anything where she works?
I don't know.
You don't hear say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you heard Isaiah say he don't do anything up there.
Where? Up to the...
Up there where he works.
But she don't work at the... Up there at that place.
Isaiah I'm talking about.
What do you do?
He don't do anything.
He don't?
That's what it is.
I know he had worked better than that, I thought.
Huh?
Most of them. He couldn't stay there if he didn't work. He'd do something.
Well, none of them do anything much, you know. They set a mighty, mighty slow pace, Miss Bessie.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You don't hear him talk about it?
Mm-mm. He don't think about it.
Let's go down and sit on Miss Bessie's porch.
Okay, I got a little sack to put your onions in.
You got
it? Oh, you don't have to put in a sack. I put it in a can in my hand.
Yeah,
a
sack right there.
I got a little sack right here. Yes, sir. Okay.
I think Miss Bessie ought to just fold up at night down there and come over here and eat with us.
Yeah, because we miss Manu.
That's right.
See, we get lonesome, and you keep
us. Oh, we could
lonesome.
Just go down there and eat with her.
Yeah, that's right. I'll have it ready.
Well, this is time one right, about 800, and the end of the little visit with Miss Bessie this Wednesday evening after supper, the 14th of April, 1971. Channel one right, round 800, and the end of the visit with Miss Bessie about supper time. I got her up to talk about Miss Bootsy, but she didn't. This Wednesday, the 14th of April, 1970.